Okay.
So last week we spent more or less constructing the Nefesh Elokis, that the higher tier of a system, not even a Yetzer, that a person, that a Jew is granted, that is literally an emanation from Hashem, Nefesh Eloka Mimal, that structurally resembles Hashem's emanation in this world, the 10 spheros, which comprise 10 different facets of Hashem that emanated from him, that comprise that upper world called the world of Atzilus. This week, at least for the first 2 days, we'll try to trace that other nefesh that a person has, the nefesh behemis. Where does that come from? And then in Mirz Hashem, once we have the substructure of a human being, then we can understand the religious experience. What's the interaction between the nefesh elokis and the nefesh behemis, and who's a benoni, and why is this sefer called sefer a benoni? Okay, but to understand that, how the nefesh behemis forms, to understand a little bit about Kabbalah and how Kabbalah views the world of good and evil. Right? It's a classic question, how could there be evil in this world? If the Kodesh Baruch Hu is all-powerful, Kodesh Baruch Hu created everything. And most religions, I think, have collapsed under the weight of trying to solve this problem. So, for example, in Christianity, evil can't be a product of God, it has to be a product of Satan. But once Satan produces evil, then Satan is independent and autonomous as a rebel angel. And then there's a force in this world that has a will of its own other than human beings, which leads to a very, very flimsy form of monotheism. In Kabbalah in particular, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates everything, but his infinite presence trickles down and cascades through that system. Remember, we spoke about the four worlds that it cascades through. If it cascades to a lower point, then that is called Sitra Achara, in which Hashem's light and Hashem's presence is there, but it's harder to see because it had to condense itself and it had to trickle down into such a small quantity that it's harder to see it. But Hashem's presence is still there. That's called the world of Klipos. You may have heard of that in the world of Kabbalah. Klipos means where the presence of Hashem, the light of Hashem is there, but it's hard to see because it's covered by so much material. The same way a fruit would be covered by a shell, and it's hard to really see the juicy part of the fruit, the meat of the fruit. So there's no part of this world that doesn't have Hashem's creation, and Hashem is constantly sustaining it, because if not for Hashem's being Mechadish B'chol Yom Tamid. But at some levels of this world, of this universe, Hashem's presence has trickled down. It's such a minute element, and it's so covered by material. That's called Sitra Achara. Sitra Achara does not mean another force or another force for the will of its own. Sitra Achara means it's different, it's beyond, it's in that other, it's not directly emanating from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that's discernible because it's so deeply contained in the world of Klipas. Okay, so there is no evil, there is no bad, it's just at some points Hashem's presence is so hard to discern, at least in our reality. When Mashiach comes, will be a different reality and everything will be collected and you'll see Hashem's presence in everything. This is a very, very interesting way to build a universal system of the universe. We'll talk about how it impacts human experience, but now let's get back to building human identity. So the Nefesh Behemis, okay, let's start. I still need one more line of introduction, I'm sorry. There are three lower layers of the world of Klipos. There are three lower layers of Sitra Achra, and those are the layers that produce, there's still Hashem's presence, there's still Hashem's eminence. Remember, Hashem's eminence produces your Nefesh Elokis, but that's a direct breathing from Hashem. These lower levels that are so embedded in the world of material shells produce Devarim Asurim. Let's leave it for that for our conversation. So Arla, Kilei Akerem, things that are usher to eat, actions that are usher to perform, they're all created by those three lower levels of the Olam HaKlipos, based on a pasuk in Yechezkel, what those three levels are called. The fourth level, the highest level of Klipos, is called Noga. Noga means light. Noga means it's still a world of Klipos, but there's a mixture of good and evil, and therefore it's a flexible world. That world of Klipos can either rise to the world of Kedusha, where Hashem's presence is clearly seen, or descend into the world of Klipos, where Hashem's presence is harder to discern. So there are four levels. The highest level is called Noga. That's the level that your Nefesh Behemis is produced from. Your Nefesh Behemis in a Jew is produced from the world of Noga, which means now there's a drama. Will your Nefesh Behemis take the presence that it got from Noga and raise it to the world of Nefesh Elokius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or by performing Averos, or as we'll see later, not just Averos, but activities that aren't serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will add to the world of Klipos, because you will create Malbushim. Remember, Machshava, Dibur, Maisa, anytime you engage with an experience in this world, you're creating a Malbush, you're creating a presence that can add to the world of Klipos. Okay, so that's the background for tomorrow's conversation, that there's a world of Klipos called Sitra Achra, means Achorayim, it doesn't receive Hashem's essence because it's so trickled down that it's hard to discern Hashem's essence, but it's still there, it's still part of Hashem's creation. That world has three lower levels. However, the highest level, Noga, has a mixture of good and evil because Hashem's presence is still seen more clearly. That's what creates your Nefesh Behemoth. Your Nefesh Behemoth has those 10 elements that your Nefesh Elokius had. Remember we said your Nefesh Elokius has Chachma, Bina, and Das, which then create the seven Midos that are subcategories of intellect. That Nefesh Behemoth, since it's created from Hashem and it's an emanation of Hashem, just a lower level of emanation, it's also structured the same way the universe is structured. There are 10 parts to your Nefesh Behemoth. Chachma, Bina, Vadas. Chachma, Bina, Vadas will determine. Here's probably the part of Perek, we're in Perek Vav now, the part of Perek Vav that's the most Musar-oriented. He writes, Hamidos, Ros, Lefi, Erech HaSeichel. Remember in Chabad, in Sefer HaTanya, everything is driven by Seichel. So just like your ability to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be embedded, as we saw yesterday, that when you understand an item, you encompass it. It's based on how deeply you understand Hashem's Torah. Even though these midos roles that a person has, like jealousy or taiva or anger, are natural to your nefesh behemoth because it's created from klipos, it's created from a lower level of Hashem's presence, still, here's the key Musar line of Perek Vav. The more you understand, and the more you are intellectually advanced, the greater the taiva and the greater the midah ra could be. So a child, what does he really want? He wants candy. What does a child want? He wants fun time. What does a person that's more intellectually mature want? His taivas are much deeper. So he doesn't quote this, but I was thinking of the Gemara, Kol HaGadol Mechavero, Yitzhar Gadol Mimenu. If someone's greater, then their Yitzhar is greater, not just incidentally. We sometimes call it in the modern psychological world passion. If you have a passion for something, it's hard to maintain passion for the right things, because passion generally is contagious. But in his mind, in this world, the more you understand, the greater depth and resonance there is to a midara, and therefore, lafi, again, erach haseichel hi midara. So your nefesh behemoth has 10 elements as well. It was produced by the klipa, which is the highest level, called Nogad, part of that Sitra Achra, where the Hashem's emanation is hard to see. And that same element that produced you also produces neutral activities. Remember we said before that Asur objects, such as Chazir, Basur B'Cholav, Asur activities come from lower levels of klipa. Neutral activities and things that are Mutter, we'll see why something is called Mutter versus Isur. Where do those words come from? The words Asur and Mutter don't appear in the Torah. Appears a little bit in Parshas Matos, Esarasha, Yisrael, Nafsha, but the words don't really appear too much when it comes to things that are Asur. Normally in the Torah, things that are Asur are Tamei, or Sheketz, or Toeva. So the word Isur and Mutter, he says, comes from this Kabbalistic view, which we'll study tomorrow. So now we just established the background for tomorrow's Shir. The background is, there's this other world. It's called the world of Klipos. It's not a world that the Hashem didn't create, and it's not a world that Hashem doesn't sustain. It's not a world that doesn't have Hashem's emanation. It's not a world that one day won't be integrated with this world. It's part of Hashem's integration and unity. It's a world in which Hashem's presence trickled down so far that it's hard to see it because it's covered by a klipa. There are three layers. The highest layer is called the world of Noga, that still has a lot of good and bad intermingled. You're created, your Nefesh Behemoth. Let's stick to the Jewish conversation. That's all he's really focusing on. Your Nefesh Behemoth comes from that world, as does things that are Mutter, objects that are Mutter, rather than Aser, which come from the lower levels. We'll see how Averos affect this calibration tomorrow, Mirat Hashem. And then we will have finished the Perek Tes, Mirat Hashem, by tomorrow. And then Perek Tes through, I guess, the mid-teens, Perek, see how far we'll go, Tes Vav, Tes Zayin, is now that we know how a human being is structured, what is religion based on? What is the struggle to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So tomorrow we just have to rebuild one more layer to the Nefesh Behemoth, which sits alongside of the Nefesh Elokus. Okay? It's a little bit abstract today. It is probably the most abstract part of the Sefer that we'll cover. Okay?
Thank you, Rabbi.
Shir will be today, since we have Herzog for Guides to the Maestro, 8:30. Okay? 8:30 will be Shir.